Well, nice enough to share her expertise once again, Angie Metcalf, with us for some more answers from the Heartland, from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester. And Angie, I know you want to talk a little bit today about fall calf care with repairs and maintenance. I guess my question is, why are we talking about that this time of year?
Well, you know, too often those things just don't get done. You know, we always say, well, we'll get to that when we get some time, and, you know, time just goes by, and if we don't do this before the cold weather hits, it gets to be really miserable trying to do it then, and sometimes it's too late, and you can have problems, and it's just harder to fix. So if we can get to it when it's still nice outside, get the parts and things on hand, just makes life a little easier later on.
Now, Andrew, when we're talking about the calf barns, though, what kind of things seem to get put off?
Well, you know, we go in there and we clean. A lot of times there may be a gravel or sand base, which works great for, you know, drainage and things like that. But when you clean in, obviously you're going to gouge a little bit out each time. And too often, you know, that 3 or 4 foot back wall ends up being maybe 5 or 6 as we gouge down farther. And all of a sudden ventilation doesn't work, or maybe moisture sits there, things like that. So we need to make sure we get that fill put back in there. Make sure, you know, your windows and curtains are working. If the rodents built nests in there over the summer, we need to get them out. Get them patched, maintain fans, you know, get them oiled and dusted out. And, you know, if you have positive air pressure tubes, we see a lot of them also in calf barns. Them build up with dust quite a bit, so we don't want that dust blowing on these calves all winter, so we need to get the dust out of there.
Now, Angie, for those listeners that house their calves in hutches, what should they be looking for?
Well, similar to barns, we need to make sure the base is there. Obviously, we're going to have wetter weather coming. You know, with the rain coming, we're going to have pots of water sitting outside if we have holes dug, and that leads to wet calves and things. So let's get that base built back up, fill that in, make sure that's good. Make sure all the parts are for your hutch as well. You know, do you have all the windows working? Are the vents working? If anything is broken, let's get it fixed. Have some extra parts on hand. And if you're looking to put up a snow fence, you know, it's nice to put those posts in the ground before the ground freezes. So that's also maybe something to think about here soon.
Excellent point. So what is kind of your tip of the day?
Well, you know, as, you know, whether we're talking about inside, outside, wherever we have our calves, you know, obviously getting things done in the fall before, obviously there's a lot of things going on, but getting it done before it's nasty out. So when it is nasty, things are set up right. Remember that as fall approaches with wet weather, you know, also good time in the fall to sanitize as much as you can. Try to get these bugs killed before going into winter so we don't have as many issues when it gets cold out.
And again, if you have any questions or concerns, you can always contact Angie at Heartland Cooperative. The phone number is 1-715-654-5134. Or Angie, we always invite folks to go to the website.
Yes, heartlandcooperativeservices.com is the website, and we have podcasts on there that we have saved, so you can go back and check them out later.
That's Angie Metcalf from Heartland Cooperative here on 101.9 WDEZ.